If you're an established woman in tech who is creating results and making an impact at work, so your workload and stress just keep growing, but promotions and salary bumps remain a distant dream, it's time for a change. Listen, we all know the tech industry has dramatically changed. It's time your career approach did too. You don't need cookie cutter programs or dusty advice from outdated playbooks because what works for tech bros won't work for you. You need individualized, bespoke support to build your brave career, one that reflects who you are as a woman in tech. I invite you to explore career coaching with me. Get all the details, including prices and client results, at tricksteinbach.com. You can stress less, work less, and earn more. You've already earned it. Let's make it happen. Welcome to the Build Your Brave Career podcast, where we flip the script on the tired stereotype that women in and around the tech industry have to be stressed out, overworked, and underpaid. I'm Nicole Tricksteinbach, the International Bravery Coach and your host. Forget what you've been taught. Bravery is not a personality trait available only to the brash. Bravery is a skill, and you already have it. Which is great, because building the skill of bravery is the most powerful way to creating the career and life you really want. As you build your brave, you will stress less, work less, and then earn more. This podcast will help you do just that. Let's dive in. Who will you be in 3 years? How about 5? 10? 15? Are you struggling yet to imagine who you will be? What about 30 years? Who will you be in 30 years? Your willingness, your bravery to imagine who you will be in 30 years is indicative of how willing you are to do the work to become her. Because change takes time, and transformation demands vision and commitment and purpose and heart and time. I'm an example of this truth. So are my clients, as are many of the guests here on the Build Your Brave Career podcast. All of my clients are welcomed to come onto the podcast and share their story. This podcast is a commitment. It's a service to you and to our brave community, women working in male-dominated industries. And some clients really want to do that, and some don't. I also invite professionals and connections, friends, frolings, friends, colleagues, if you will, onto the podcast also to share inspiration. So just this season, season 5, we've had Heather, who took years to write her book. There were a lot of unexpected pauses and healing processes as she became who she wanted to be. Louise shared her multi-year process to grow through burnout and towards purpose. She now helps other people do that. Amanda Ertz, she shared her many-year process from people-pleasing and running after forms of success into centered success and service. Rochelle, Yo, Christine, and even our last guest, Melissa, all shared from 40 years to 3 years, how they completely transformed elements of their career and their life to become who they wanted to be. Allow me to give you a very specific example. Now, this is an example from a client of mine. She actually did reach this goal. She gave me permission to share this. So let's dive in. Her goal was to become a director. So in this example, I want you to pretend your next career goal is to become a director. That is your what goal. And listen, With loads of love, just about anyone who has the foundational functional skills can struggle and can suffer to become a director. I hate to break it to everyone, but it really isn't that hard. Just about anyone, and I was a director, it's not that hard. Anyone can be the person who turns themselves inside out, working for shitty products and poorly behaved management, missing out of their personal life and getting underpaid. Anyone can be that type of director. And quite frankly, just about everyone does, because they're focused exclusively on the what goal. These people are also the folks who aren't brave, who are stressed out, who are overworked, who are underpaid. These same people cannot imagine who they'll be in 5 years, let alone 30. However, you and my client, myself, and all the guests that have been on this podcast, we are different. You are different. That's why you're listening to this podcast, because you want to be a director. Awesome. And you know who you want to be as a director. A director who enjoys a personal, fulfilling life. A director who drives forward a service or a product of value for a company of purpose under management that has vision, boundaries, and humanities. You imagine and you target not just the what, but the who, both. You want to be and are becoming a director who is in balance, who enjoys growth and boundaries, and is well paid. You are one of the people who are ready. Yes, you are willing to imagine yourself, your whole self, in 5 years, as well as 10, 15, and even 30. Change, growth, success, transformation, they take time. They also require imagination and bravery. Today, build your brave career and allow yourself to imagine who you are in 30 years. And then next week, after you've imagined, then and only then, take action for next week and for 30 years. If you want to be the person who balances the what and the who, and you're struggling as you're listening to this, that's okay. I can help. Send me an email at nicole@tricksteinbach.com. It's also in the show notes. And I will provide a suggestion or two to help you today. Because change takes time. Imagination takes bravery. Right now, in this moment, future you thanks you. If the Build Your Brave Career podcast is helping you flip the script in your own career, if it's helping you reduce your stress, work smarter, or create more income, please share this with a friend. Till next time, you are already brave. Now go build your brave.